Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Brooke Allen.
Stop vaping. That's the warning from U.S. health officials today. As WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Light says, they're investigating four possible deaths from respiratory illness.
In addition to the deaths, the CDC is investigating 450 possible cases of lung disease in 33 states, including Michigan, linked to vaping. Health officials say no single vaping device, liquid, or ingredient has been tied to all the illnesses. Mitch Zeller is with the FDA.
The samples we're continuing to evaluate show a mix of results, and no one substance or compound has been identified in all of the samples tested.
Many of those who fell ill, but not all, were people who had been vaping THC, the chemical that gives marijuana its high. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Police on the campus of Michigan State University are investigating an alleged bomb threat called in to the Hanna Administration Building. Captain Doug Monette says the building was evacuated after the call came in around 10:45 this morning.
Right now we're focusing on the information that we received from the threat. Safety and security is paramount here at Michigan State University, and we're utilizing all the appropriate resources through the MSU community as well as through our partners in law enforcement.
No one was hurt and no other buildings were involved. Meantime, several bomb threats were called into some schools and hospitals this morning in northern Michigan, in Houghton Lake, West Branch, and in Aranac counties. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Travis House says nothing was found.
We are looking for any information that might help us find out who's making these calls. We would remind someone who might be willing to do this sort of thing that this is a crime that we take very seriously and we will be investigating.
Once again, House says they all appear to be false reports. The Detroit Police Department is signing an agreement with the U.S. Army to provide priority hiring status to qualified soldiers upon their discharge from the service. Chief James Craig says it's a natural fit.
One of the most difficult challenges to our new recruits going into policing, number one, is the rigors, the physical fitness. These men and women come to us physically fit. So that's a deselector many, many times. The other part is certainly the academic portion. We go into a lot of law, constitutional law, and so they'd have to take those classes.
Craig signed the agreement with Army officials today at the 4th Precinct on the city's west side. The agreement is under the Army's Partnership for Youth Success, which has similar agreements with businesses nationwide. With just over a week to go before the deadline, we are getting our first indications that contract talks between General Motors and the UAW may not be going well. Here's WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
UAW Vice President Terry Dittus, who leads the union's GM negotiating team, says talks are going slowly due to the responses of GM to members' proposals. He mentioned major hurdles but didn't specify. Health care, temporary workers' pay, and the future of several plants among the big issues this year. UAW local leaders are planning to meet in Detroit Sunday the 15th, the day after the contract expires. That indicates we will likely have a strike or a settlement, but not an extension. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Actor Dave Coulier is coming home. He's originally from Michigan, but has most recently been living in Hollywood. The 60-year-old says it has been a lifelong dream to live on a lake, so he's reportedly purchased a Frank Lloyd Wright-style house that is still under construction in St. Clair Shores. Coulier is best known for his role as Uncle Joey Gladstone on Full House. He would often wear a Red Wings jersey on the series. It's become a popular late summer ritual, Kid Rock on stage in Metro Detroit. Tonight's show at DTE Energy Music Theater is the first of four shows spread out over two weekends dubbed Hot September Nights. Tonight and tomorrow, he'll be joined by Lee Bryce. Next weekend, Blackberry Smoke will share the stage. All shows start at 7:30 p.m., but you will need extra travel time, and that is all due to road work happening on both I-75 in Auburn Hills and also on Sacheverell Road near the music venue. Half of parents across the United States are entering fall with a pile of debt. 52% of people with kids spent more than they planned this summer. That's according to a survey from TD Ameritrade. Parents racked up about $2,000 in debt. That's on average. The biggest culprit, family vacations. The financial services company recommends getting back on a budget and planning ahead for the holidays, which are just right around the corner. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, favorite WWJ on radio.com. Ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950 or tune in to AM 950 WWJ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.